Hi, everybody. This is Ronnie Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and this is our Wednesday program on this wonderful BBS radio station, bbsradio.com. Today is March 16th. So let's do some clearing for everybody. And if you have any situations that you're dealing with, traumas, etc., we'll do a clearing for the last maybe 2 days here. So think of something that you'd like to have released from you, some kind of emotional trauma. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I think we'll do a timeline crash here for nuclear radiation, okay? So here we go, everybody. Wasn't planning to do this one, but here it goes. So stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. Okay, now we'll do some counting here. We'll probably do 20 timelines here, the way they want me to do it here. So here we go. First timeline, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Timeline 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Timeline 3, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Number 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Number 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'm heating up here. Number 6, I'm not glowing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Number 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Number 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Number 9, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And timeline number 10 for nuclear radiation timeline crashing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll continue on here. Timeline 11. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Number 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 13. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Timeline 14. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Number 15. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 16. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Number 17. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Number 18. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Number 19. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'm going to do 5 more of these here. This is for the nuclear radiation here. Timeline 21. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 22. 1, 2, 3, and 10, 23. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, 24. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And last timeline, number 25. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I'm going to get some glass of water here. So our co-host today is Carrie. So, Carrie, are you out there?
I'm out here, Ron, yes. Gosh, 25 radiation timelines. That's amazing. Thank you for doing that. Marie R. Has said, timeline crash for fear is very important right now for the world. So if you're not, if you haven't bought the timeline crashing, you could, it's a very inexpensive clearing, and she's right. It would be a great one to do right now if everyone does lots and lots of fear timeline crashing and trauma timeline crashing. And Larry is saying he's doing his time and space crashes too. I know a lot of people are doing these now, it's probably really helping everybody tremendously. Are you back with your water, Ron?
Yep, I'm back, yeah.
Okay, so is that something that we should be putting in, what you just put in, or should we just stick to the emotions when we do our own timelining, not with you on the show, you know, when we do them online ourselves?
Yeah, I wouldn't
put that in.
Yeah, I would not put in that for that. No, I don't. I wasn't planning to do anything with radiation whatsoever until...
Yeah.
I just got on this show here, so that's what the light ship wanted. So I'm already working with it all the time.
Yeah.
So I don't want to get overloaded. The ever since before it happened, I didn't sleep well, and so I probably have had, I'm guessing, maybe 3 hours of sleep each night since this process here of what's happening here. So.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So. Just. The emotions of fear and maybe loss would be a good one to do. Anxiety would probably be a good emotion. Something to do with having your future unknown, something like that. I don't know what that would be, but something along those lines of fear of the unknown. I think a lot of people. Remember, we're all connected through the mass mind, okay? This is what the aliens did to us, is hooked us up into the universal mind energy. So even if you didn't know about what was happening, overseas there, you would probably still sense something is happening, but not knowing what it is. And so by clearing the timelines, you're actually helping yourself and everybody else so they can become more balanced. If I'm not mistaken... But what caused this whole problem, going out on a limb here, I may not have the correct pronunciation of the word, but the planet Nibiru was the one that did the attack here. That's what I pick up. So I've been working trying to get rid of those beings and the planet energy so that it would not harm anything here. I got that after the tsunami hit and the earthquake. So this is what, that's it. You might check yourself, see if that planet is still in existence energetically, but hopefully it's no longer. So what we're probably dealing with here, we'll just say this is our sci-fi show, is the fact that there's probably an alien war out there, and very possibly the alien races that created the Japanese or the people around there probably are actually in battles now, having a war out there with these other beings. This is what happened. So it probably got translated down here. So some kind of genocide happening. So anyway, that's kind of what I perceive. I don't want to get too deep into this here, but that's my my hit on it. So I guess back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Before I get to the fast chat, and we've got lots of people. And hi, everybody on there. We've got lots of names this evening. That's great. I have a little follow-up question about the timelines that we're crashing. And my question is, let's say Marie R. is doing fear, and let's say she's connected to 60 timelines of fear, and she crashes all those, and let's say Larry's doing fear on his timeline crashes, and let's say he's on 50, and he does 50, and let's say I do, you know, another 50. If we go on beyond the numbers of timelines that we personally are connected to, so let's say Larry and Marie R. and I all did 100 fear timelines, would those beyond the ones that we're connected to get crashed, or do we have to be on them for our clearing of crashing them to work?
Okay, very good question. Yeah, you'd have to be on it yourself, that timeline, to crash it.
Okay.
But remember, you probably can never do too many of them, okay, number one. And number two, whoever's on it with you, living in that time-space reality, will be removed from it. So that's kind of the way we can get some peace here, is to get that. Had a request here, possibly, looks like, I think it was Stephanie, I just looked at it briefly, about worry. So let's do a timeline crash for worry for everybody.
Okay.
So let me get a new piece of paper out here. Here we go, worry. So I need another piece of paper here. And here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. Okay, just see how you're feeling with this one also. So if you want to type in a comment maybe on the fast chat, that'd be great if you felt this energy of the timelines crashing. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, there are some few comments, Ron, about the ones you did at the beginning, the radiation timelines, and Tom is saying that he says, oh, gee, I'm on that timeline, heat. And Fred is saying, that is odd energy. And Andrew is saying, yeah, a lot of parallel realities coming down. And Ashley's saying, thank you. So Stephanie was saying fear of radiation would be a good one for us to crash. So you just would need to put in fear, I think. Right, Ron? Would you have
the fear should
of?
Probably handle it, yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then Tina's saying, thank you for crashing those timelines. I feel so worried about the folks in Japan. And so you just did the worry one, so thanks for that. So let's have a look. Questing is asking, does CLS recommend potassium iodine for helping us with any exposure to radiation?
That I can't get into. I don't have any data on that, okay? So.
Yeah. So if you want to go get some of those tablets, you know, go get them. They're a little hard to find right now. They're all off. Everyone's buying them up. But, you know, that's kind of a separate thing from Ron, but not a bad thing to do, I don't think. And then, okay, so Karen is asking, changing topics here, could you discuss the robotic clearing? Is it on the website? And is it good for people who are having trouble healing?
Okay. I'd have to have, maybe you could check, Carrie, see if it's on there in the list of services. The robotic clearing is for people In fact, almost everybody that I've worked with, when I do the clearings at the expos and stuff, they all almost always feel it. You know, like 95% of the people feel the energy being released from them. What that clearing is a alien program that's attached to us, and I just see like a coating on the outside of our body, so some kind of interface there. And the program gets attached to us through that interface, and then it controls our body movements and or mind, you know, thought, you know, getting impregnated with that energy for robotic speech even. So let's, I'll do a sample for everybody. And I think this clearing would need to be done probably, you know, many times, because whenever I do it, people feel better. So it's not one that you just need to do once. You probably won't get the unlimited on this one if you do it. If it's not up, I'll see about putting it up here. So here we go, robotic clearing. And we're going to be working, I'll work with the arms, I guess. So here we go. We'll start with our shoulders, count to 10, then we'll move on down our arms. So this is taking away the robotic imprinting and the program. So here we go. Remember, there's two different things. It's how your body's connected to it, and it's also the program which is making it work, and the operator, or whoever's causing that. So here we go. It's actually probably three things that are being taken away right now. So here we go. One, just check out your shoulders. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Now we'll work down to our elbows. Release the energy there. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Going down now to our wrist. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And going down now to the palm of our hand, back side of our hands. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And let's do our thumbs separately now from our fingers. So this is our thumbs. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And now we'll do our fingers. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, kind of move around. Move your arms to see if you have more movement, more freedom, more flexibility. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so there is a robotic one up on the website, creationlightship.com, and it's for 1 month, and it's $100. That's the one that's up there right now, Ron.
Is there an unlimited on that one, too, or not?
I didn't see it.
Okay. I'll have to check on that one, because that one, I think if you did it, you know, every day for a month, you'd probably get most of the stuff off of you. So that's kind of what I would think of, because I know it does free people up. We'll see what kind of comments we get. Let's do people's necks. A lot of people have neck problems from bending over at work, on the computer, et cetera. And you might even check out, see how, if you have had carpal tunnel, how your wrists are doing right now. It may have taken it away. Here we go, working with our necks. So, again, robotic clearing. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Boy, a lot of energy here. Again, one more time, maybe a few more times. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And more neck energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, let's work with our lower back now. I'll just continue on here with robotic clearing. So lower back. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, I want everybody to just get up and walk around and just see how you're doing. Check out your arms and, you know, move your head around a little bit. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I misspoke. There is an unlimited for an additional $50. So if you buy that, you can go on this robotic clearing online indefinitely for as long as you want. I'm sorry about that. I got that wrong.
Yeah, that's great. So, yeah, it's just very nice when I do these clearings and I see people at amazement. They don't know, you know, when I take this stuff off, they don't realize that they are controlled by robotic programs, because that's really sci-fi. Then when they feel better, they look a little puzzled. So that's kind of what happens. But yeah, I would say this would be a good one to have, especially if you're trying to do something. Maybe you're doing something in sports or something and you just want to perform a little better, this might be a great one to do. So if you're an athlete, you might just consider that, you know, see how much quicker your body can respond by getting the programs off of you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, back to the timeline crashing that you were doing at the beginning for the radiation. Victoria Ann has a question here. Would it be okay to do space-time crash on the nuclear radiation trauma?
No. I would not do the space one on that one, no, because that might come right into your body. No, do not do that one. Just do the timeline one.
Okay. But just do it for fear.
I mean, don't do the timeline at all, but don't continue on with that clearing to bring it back here. Let's leave it out in space. Okay? Remember, that brings in all the emotions of everybody on and yourself on that timeline. And, you know, you could be actually over there in Japan, not knowing it, on a timeline. Maybe you went there a month ago for a vacation, and you could be there physically on that timeline, living there. This is why you might be having a lot of emotions right now, because you're actually physically there looking at this stuff, just like you're watching it on TV. So you do not want to bring that back to you in the space-time crash, okay? No, don't do that. You know, don't do that clearing. Just do the emotional aspects of maybe worry and fear, and, after fear, it comes anger. Just do stuff that's related to people's emotions, okay? Well, sadness is probably going to be a big one.
Yeah, sadness, good point. I mentioned that one before. Yeah, sadness, grief, if you know people over there.
And it's your own issue. Remember, this is your own issue that you're dealing with daily. So if you kind of forget about what happened over there, what is your emotional issues? This is how they attach to you. This is how they take your energy. And naturally, all the emotional issues that we have here will definitely get stirred up, you know, over there too. So, you know, by doing your own issues, it will clear out people's issues, and they're dealing with probably much more greater energies than you. But it's the same timeline. That's the heading of the timeline. That's on the door. Enter here for fear, and you all go into that timeline, okay? You walk into that door, you know, much like the new movie, Adjustment Bureau, okay? Remember those doors that didn't have any names on them? Just think if you went into one which had fear, you know, then you're on a fear timeline. You know, if you see the movie, you can really connect dots good. Just notice that when they went down the hallways or different locations, they opened doors up. And on the other side of that door was a whole new reality of life. That's a whole different timeline. And so, like I said, you could be on timelines actually living in Japan right now and going through that situation, what they're dealing with over there, and you're over here, wherever you're listening, we'll say in the United States or elsewhere, and you can be wondering why you're feeling so sad, why you feel angry. You might feel a loss of something and not even know where it's coming from, and just being bled through into you over here, a bleed through of the consciousness. So remember, the veils sometimes are very, very thin. This is why you want to just use your own issues. And if one should come up that's related to that incident, then just put that in also. But you don't want to do any space-time crashes on these on anything, you know, especially on, you know, the radiation. Don't do anything with radiation because you don't want to bring that into yourself at all. Just allow me to do that on my end here. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so changing gears a little bit here, Cindy has a question about pets. She's asking what clearings to use for pet healing.
Oh, I think on the website we have a pet clearing or healing on there, if I'm not mistaken. I believe we have one for pets and animals, and also maybe plants. So we do have a clearing for that.
And also, you can do any of the, you can do the whole, the emotional whole life and that type of thing on your pets also.
I can tell you a quick story about that, the emotional one. I went to a person's house years and years ago, and they had a cat, and this couple got together. Before that, the lady had this big white cat, and somehow was afraid of men. So I guess they've been together for a few years. And whenever the cat would see him, the cat would just shoot off and take off, you know, run. And it would peek around a corner, and then it would run into another room real quick, you know, to get its food. So we're over there, you know, sitting in their living room, and they mentioned about the cat. I said, well, I'll do an emotional clearing on the cat for you. And I think the cat was about 5 years old, so I did the clearing. It doesn't take long, naturally, to do 5 years. And you know, within the half an hour time, all of a sudden the cat, instead of looking around the corner, running to where the food was in the garage, it sort of walking down the hallway. And all of a sudden there's two of us here, which are strangers, plus the man, and he couldn't believe that the cat was even coming down the hallway. And it came, and I think it just sat on the back of a sofa or in the couch, and it just stayed there for quite a while. So that's what the emotional clearing did for this cat. So whatever it was dealing with, which you don't have to know, it got taken away instantly. So, and they were both blown away because they couldn't believe it that the cat actually came into the room with strangers and to sit down and be comfortable. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and also you can bring your pets up to the lightship for healing on BBS on Saturday night on that show. Ron takes us up for about a quarter of an hour for healings on the light ship, and you can bring your pets with you then. And also the 8-hour intensive, Sunday intensive, you can bring your pets up for free during those, and they will get lots and lots of healing done. So, Cindy, I'm not sure what it is that's wrong with your pet, but hopefully between those different ideas, you can get some help for your pet. And also during the week, Ron's one-hour calls on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Or is it just Monday and, no, wait a minute, Wednesday is water charging, is it, Ron? Sorry.
Yeah, we still do about a half an hour of light shift healing. So,
okay.
Yeah, by all means, you know, bring the cat up. You know, they're free. So just get on the call yourself, and they can have a wonderful healing just by going up.
Yeah, so great. So let's have a look. Karen is saying that her back was heating up, but this is during when you were doing the robotic clearing, Ron. You wanted people, I think, to type in and say what they felt. And she said her back was heating up, and she wants her husband to listen to the archive to get the robotic sample. And she's asking if it will work on the archive.
Yes, it will. Yeah, the archives are, the way I have it set up, they will work for everybody. And after about 2 months, maybe 10 times listening to, you know, different healings of the same type, they will not work for you. because you need to get online and do your whole lifetime. So the samples are just strictly an indication to show you what's happening to get a clue of what the light chip can do. So then you want to do a whole lifetime one. But I'm going to do one now for this is I heard a beep there. Then we'll do a clearing, a healing for hearts. So who's online there? I heard a beeper. Mr. or Mrs. Beeper.
Yes. If we could either do a NATO barcode clearing or a timeline crash for the following statement. It was said by Yoda in Star Wars. So the statement is, fear is the path to the dark side. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering. I'm requesting this because it's a pretty famous quote. Are you still familiar with Star Wars?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that is
I mean,
quite something.
Can you compete on the show? Would the lightning be willing to do it on the show? It's pretty easy.
Let me see here. So, fear is a path to darkness.
The dark side.
The dark side. Okay, so then fear leads to anger. And anger, okay, yeah, I'll do one for, we did one for fear, I think. I'll do a fear clearing. And we'll do each one of these here. So, great. So here we go. Thank you for calling. So here we go. One. Going to clear away fear. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And now we'll do a clearing for anger. So just think of a specific thing you're dealing with here. And again, anger. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And the next one would be hate. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And the last one, I guess, that gets to be heavy loads on everybody, all three of those things, which would be suffering. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, and I don't know what to do with the timeline crash on the natal chart. Let me think here. Boy, that would be very, very complicated. So that one I can't do, but it'd be very interesting to put in those particular things, those words on your natal chart. Okay, so let's do a clearing here to take away the robotic programming on your lungs, and also on your heart. Okay, so here we go. So one, this is robotic, okay. Two, maybe they made something so your heart won't beat properly. Three, or breathe properly. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, this heavy clearing. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10, and again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. See how your heart's doing? I feel loose there, looseness there, less tension. Let me take a deep breath, inhale and exhale. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so I guess just see how your breathing's doing. Maybe we can get some comments on the fast chat here. And back to you, Carrie.
Okay, I'm feeling this on the top of my head of all places. So let's see. Cindy just had a quick little follow-up question about the PET question. She's asking, I think what she's asking is, can you do the bites and stings clearing for your pets? Because there's a bites and stings clearing up there.
Oh, yeah, you can. Yeah, no problem at all.
So that would be good when they're getting flea bites and stuff. Okay, I'm sorry, I have to refresh my my FOSS chat here. Okay, let's have a look. Just scanning down.
I'll do a couple more of the radiation timeline crashes here. Let's do that. I'll get a new piece of paper out here. Okay, everybody, just see if you sense anything. Here we go. So nuclear radiation timeline crash. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, heating up again here, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I'm going to do another clearing here. This will be an emotional clearing, a timeline crash here. And this is for heartache. And that could branch off into sadness too here, okay? So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And heartache could turn into heartbreak, where your heart's broken, not working properly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so a little bit ago, Fred was saying I've noticed a lot of lung energy on that when you were doing the taking the robotic stuff off our lungs. And he says thanks, and then let's see, somebody else was saying something. Rhonda. Rhonda says, yes, freeing up lungs, throat feels constricted now. And then somebody was asking for, oh, Tina is asking for a robotic clearing on the diaphragm. And I already can't remember what you just did, the last ones you just did. Did you do the diaphragm already?
No, I just I did those. I did the lungs, which could be related to the diaphragm in
yeah.
a sense, and also the heart.
Okay.
So, but you'd have to go on and do, you know, your own type of healing. Normally, it's just emotional issues. So I just kind of made it into emotional issues here. Remember, the physical problems that we have are emotional, typically, and from there they cause blocked energy in our bodies. So you, even though you may have a physical condition, you want to look at the emotional reason, because you want to get rid of the emotion so your body can loosen up and get rid of that tenseness. That's why when most people do the emotional whole lifetime clearing, you know, for the first time, they feel relaxed, might feel a little tired for a couple of days, and that's because the body's now letting go of all this stuff. The healing's done, just the body has to catch up. And what happens is when the body starts to catch up and you get all your energy back over again that you lost through blocked energy in the body because your circuits aren't working properly. That's kind of the way it works, being very simplistic here. But remember, when you have tense muscles, you may have back aches, your back could be out of place, your legs, you know, your arms. And once you do that, then all of a sudden you feel better. That's why you want to have the emotional clearing done. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so we have a few different things going on here on the fast chat. Cindy, just before we leave your pet issue, I was just thinking that maybe you could do some water charging for your pet. You're saying here that Einstein is not eating, and maybe it's a mouth issue, so that just occurred to me. just to remind you about that, in case you haven't tried that yet. Shane is seeing some purple energy, Ron, and he's wondering what that is. Are you seeing any purple energy?
There's all kinds of energies right now, so.
Okay.
Yeah, we're in a lot of it. We're in the thick of it.
Okay. All right. Let's see. What else is going on? Oh, yes, Jared. Jared is asking, does this crash the timeline of the body getting radiation in the future? He's saying that's what it feels like to him. Is that?
Well, it's not in the future. It could be a millisecond or so in the future, but it's a timeline that you're living on. Remember, you're living there. And so it's bringing back the you back here, and the radiation will not be with you. So just leave it out there in space, okay? So if you are feeling it, you know, it's because you're already on that timeline. A timeline that you're on, or many of those, is what you're crashing to get rid of that. But, you know, don't do that timeline crash because, you know, it's not needed. Just do the one that's related to you emotionally. So, yeah, you probably are feeling that energy of the radiation leaving, and that is correct, uh-huh. And you're also helping out everyone else in that same timeline as you felt these timeline clearings. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Larry is wondering if, he says, when we do time-space crashes, do we bring the Japanese back to the light ship?
No. Nobody goes to the light ship except for ascension time. I already took away the people so far that died recently. I'll do that one more time here in case there's some current deaths. So we'll have the light ship look for their spirits and do that. So we'll do that right now. So thank you, Larry. We'll just get up to date here. So here we go. I'll just count to 10 to clear the spirits off the planet here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, a lot of sadness here, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Remember, they have to go into quarantine now because they're not light. They have to get deprogrammed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So they'll be held in stasis until ascension time. because the spirit will never be whole and complete because of the alien abductions to the spirit, okay? So they'll, you know, we'll figure out what to do at ascension time with the rest of the parts that are missing. But what was here in the body will be, much like yourself, will be, you know, helped out here. So that's why it's best to have the spirit barcode taken off of your spirit so that you can start to gain some spiritual integrity back and not be captured, you know, at ascension time when the dark side even does their own ascension. Because you don't want to get stuck into that because your spirit doesn't know the difference. It'll go there because it thinks that it needs to. This is why you go to parallel lifetimes, because your spirit thinks that it's helping out there, and this is why you have a forced reincarnation here, because your spirit thinks that it needs to come back each lifetime. It kind of lost some of that spiritual truth, but it's trapped here, doesn't know the difference. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of nice comments resulting from all these samples there, Ron. Amy is saying, I had a lot of unknown tension release on the timeline crashes, and Cindy's saying the robotics healing helped my back and neck. Thank you. Tony is saying he feels a lot of robotic programs over there in Japan. Certainly the Japanese people have them just like the rest of us, and perhaps they have a lot, I don't know. Let's see, what else here? I don't see any more.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to have more because they're involved with it. You see, what you're involved with physically, that's what the aliens want to abduct you on, so they're going to be taking you more so. At least the people there will be abducted more because there's more emotions there happening. Okay? So we're over here in the States, we'll say, you know, we watch it on TV, but we're not really, you know, at ground zero, you know, to where it happened. And so they're dealing with a lot more emotional stuff of negativity, whatever that would be, because they're involved on it. So they're going to be abducted more on timelines. This is why it's so important to do timeline crashing. So they'll help you out if you're there also, you know, living in Japan on a parallel life. And it'll help the people there in Japan that are living there also on your same timeline. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Do you want to do a, I don't see any more questions right now. I'm thinking maybe do you want to do a sadness clearing?
Sure, I can do that here. So here we go for sadness. So stronger. I'll just do it this way here. Stronger, stronger, get rid of this energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Well, this has been a fast show. Got a couple minutes left here, looks like.
Yeah, so let's see. Yeah, we just got a few minutes left. So this weekend is the weekend that Ron is at the expo in New York, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, with his booth and the Light Infusion Chamber, which many of you have experienced and will experience again this weekend. And for anyone that has not and you can get to the expo, I would highly recommend that I would recommend that you get the Unlimited if you can. There are different levels that you can buy different amounts of sessions in there. A one-time, a five-time, and an Unlimited. Do you do the same in New York that you do in L.A., Ron, for that?
Yes, we do. Same thing, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. So it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And how many workshops are you doing this weekend, Ron?
I'm doing three workshops, one each. Actually, they're lectures. So I'm doing three lectures, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay.
And I have two other workshops after the expo.
And the expo is at the New Yorker Hotel.
Yeah, 34th and 8th, just a block from Penn Station for the garden. And it's very easy to get to. So if you live out of state and you can get to the garden, you're right there. So I guess we'll end the show tonight here. So we'll say blessings to all of you, everybody. And I guess I'll bring up peace energy through the light beam. So bring up your monitor screen. We'll put some peace energy there. So here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll leave it energized for until straight up on the hour. So it'll be a little bit over an hour of peace energy coming your way here. So again, energizing it more. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. Blessings. Thank you, Carrie.
And
we'll see you later, everyone.
Good night.
Bye.
Thank you.
Good night.